from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kerry to meet with dissent cable authors. Secretary of State John Kerry says he plans to meet with department employees who submitted a cable calling for a more muscular U.S.-Syria policy, although the State Department has stopped short of saying that Kerry agrees with their position. Asked by reporters on Monday if he'd read the so-called dissent cable, Mr. Kerry acknowledged, said he had. It is very good, he said. State Department spokesman John Kirby.
I think what the secretary was referring to was that he did read it, that he found it to be a well-written argument. And as for meeting with the authors, he has expressed an interest in meeting with at least some of them. I mean, there's a lot of them, so I don't know that we'll be able to pull off a single meeting with each and every one of them there, but he has expressed an interest in talking to them, and we'll do that in due course.
The diplomat's request, submitted through the department's internal dissent channel, became public last week after it was leaked to several news organizations. Stephen Zunis is a Middle East scholar with the University of San Francisco.
Clearly, there are those in the State Department who feel very strongly that they're out of both the moral imperative and long-term U.S. interest, that more direct military intervention, support for regime change, if you will, or at least a minimum amount of intervention to relieve the suffering population.
And according to Zunis, it's a bit of a surprise coming from the State Department.
Ironically, I think the bigger objections were raised from the Pentagon. And though historically it's been the people in the State Department that have cautioned about military intervention and the people in the Department of Defense who've been more eager to promote it, in this case, it might be the other way around.
This is